time. She knew there would come a day when the words would be impossible to read, but hopefully, after today, she wouldn't feel the need to look at them so often. When she finally finished, she slipped them back into the envelope as carefully as she'd removed them. Then, after putting the envelope back into the bag, she looked out at the beach again. From where she was sitting, she could see the place where it had all started. She had been jogging at daybreak. It was the beginning of a beautiful day. Even though she was on vacation, she had risen early enough to run, so she didn't have to watch where she was going. Cape Cod was always crowded at that time of year, but most vacationers tended to sleep a little later, and she enjoyed the sensation of jogging on the hard, smooth sand left from the outgoing tide. As much as she loved her son, she was glad Kevin wasn't with her. Every mother needs a break sometimes, and she was looking forward to taking it easy while she was here. She had taken him to the airport 3 days ago to catch a plane to visit his father, her ex, in California. He and his father were going to the Grand Canyon. Then they would spend a week rafting down the Colorado River and finally go to Disneyland. Although he would be gone for 6 weeks, she knew it was good for Kevin to spend time with his father. Now, on the beach, she ran at a moderate clip. Deanna would be waiting for her to finish her run before she started breakfast. Brian would already be gone off to his golf game, she knew, and Teresa looked forward to visiting with her. They were an older couple, both of them nearing 60 now, but Deanna was the best friend she had. The managing editor at the newspaper where Teresa worked, Deanna and her husband Brian, had been coming to the Cape for years. They always stayed in the same place, the Fisher House, and when she found out that Kevin was leaving to visit his father in California for a good portion of the summer, she insisted that Teresa come along. Teresa slowed to a jog. Unlike the younger runners who liked to speed up toward the end of their runs, she liked to slow down and take it easy. At 36, her body didn't recover as fast as it once did. As her breathing eased, she thought about how she would spend the rest of her day. She had brought 5 books with her for the vacation, books she had been wanting to read for the last year but had never gotten around to. There just didn't seem to be enough time anymore, not with Kevin and his never-ending energy, keeping up with housework and definitely not with all the work constantly piled on her desk. As a syndicated columnist for the Boston Times, she was under constant deadline pressure to put out 3 columns a week. To constantly come up with something original regarding parenting wasn't easy anymore, especially if she wanted to syndicate further. She was suddenly glad she had taken the time to write extra columns over the last few months so that she would be able to forget work this week. It almost felt as if she was in control of her own destiny again, as if she were just starting out in the world. But the problem was that there was always something to do. Dishes to be washed, bathrooms to be cleaned, the cat box to be emptied, cars needed tune-ups, laundry needed to be done, and bills had to be paid. But how to change all that? Take life one day at a time, her mother always said, but her mother didn't have to work outside the home or raise a strong and confident yet caring son without benefit of a father. And neither did her younger sister Janet. She and her husband had been happily married for almost 11 years with 3 wonderful girls to show for it. Edward wasn't a brilliant man, but he was honest, worked hard, and provided for his family well enough that Janet didn't have to work. There were times when Teresa thought she might like a life like that, even if it meant giving up her career. But that wasn't possible, not since David and she divorced. 3 years now, 4 if you counted the year they were separated. She didn't hate David for what he had done, but her respect for him had been shattered. Adultery wasn't something she could live with. Since the divorce, there had only been a handful of dates. It wasn't that she was unattractive. Her hair was dark brown and straight as spider silk. Her eyes were brown with flecks of hair.